Riding off in that jet ski. What's good, y'all? It's your boy Duke, man. Welcome to another episode of Duke Reviews. And you know, today we're gonna be talking about that X-Men Dark Phoenix. God damn it, Fox. You can't tell by my reaction. That one was tough, man. Now, there's a couple reasons why it was tough. Well, considering that it was the last movie for Fox, they can pretty much not give a fuck. And there were some times throughout the movie, it felt like when they were making this movie and finishing it, it felt like they just didn't give a fuck, man. Because Jennifer Lawrence, her character Mystique, goddamn, trash. And that's the thing, she hasn't been trash in the series, so, and again, there's spoilers in this, just to warn you, so if you haven't seen the movie, don't listen to this cast. So she dies. The way she dies was just fucking, like, goddamn, like, throughout the movie, it just seemed like she just didn't want to be there. Like, she was so, I would say, like, monotone. Like, throughout her whole appearance for the movie, which, you know, obviously, it wasn't that long. But from that to Quicksilver having a small-ass role, which was trash, to who the fuck was the enemy? The enemy was trash. And then, trying to think. Besides those trash little things that were really some things that really irked me while I was watching this movie, because I've seen it twice, saw it in Dolby and IMAX. If it wasn't for Sophie Turner, and before I even get on to her character, yo, I got a serious crush on Sophie Turner. She is bad, and she looks great as the Dark Phoenix, aka Jean Grey. Man, I'm kind of like sad to see her go, but hopefully in this new deal, as Marvel, you know, they're gonna reboot this series, because goddamn, does it need some rebooting? It'd be kind of dope if they could still cast some of these guys from this series, because Michael Fassbender, another guy who, besides my boy Ian McKellen, goddamn, man. I hope I pronounced that my man's name right. Put some respect on his name, because he's the original Magneto. So, like, him, Michael Fassbender, what's that dude's name? James McAvoy as Charles Xavier. You know, I actually fuck with him as Charles Xavier, the young Charles. I fuck with him. I want to say, yo, dude from Ready Player One, that Cyclops. I think that's Ty Sheridan. I think that's his name. You know, he's a decent young Cyclops. Dude that plays Beast. I want to say his name is like James Holt or Nick Holt, something like that. Nick Holt, I don't know, something like that. He plays a pretty good young Beast. And then, you know, Jennifer Lawrence, besides this, you know, this performance, is a fucking dope-ass Mystique. So hopefully, you know, maybe they'll be able to get those guys and recast them for this new X-Men that Marvel will be doing. We'll probably see a new X-Men probably, if I take a random guess, I'll probably say like 2023, 24, somewhere around there. Hopefully expect to see a new X-Men series. But Sophie Turner's performance, Michael Fassbender, you know, some other guys that I mentioned, you know, their performances were good, legit. I mean, I think Sophie and Michael Fassbender, some of their scenes together were probably some of the best scenes, not only in the movie but in this series. Because X-Men Apocalypse, fucking garbage, trash. And I'm gonna go dive into that, but Cyclops was dope in this movie, bruh. I was like, okay, my man trying to get his woman back, trying to protect her. I said, I see you, bro. But he was in action. I said, okay, I can fuck with this. You know, Beast, he's always had his scenes as well. My boy Magneto, he has some fucking dope ass scenes. Even looking back now, I feel like his role was I feel like it was medium size. Actually, scratch that. I think he was solid. It was solid. But he had some scenes where I was just like, yo, he's one of the dopest characters, and that dude actor wise is fucking dope, man. He's in a lot of different shit as well that I fuck with. Professor X. My man Quicksilver, though, for this to be the last X-Men movie, y'all played my man Quicksilver, though. I mean, his scenes again in this movie are dope, but y'all gave him a short ass role. Now that could be for many reasons. It could be because maybe they want to give the original class the shine. Ain't wrong. That's nope. Cause Storm had a way bigger role in this one compared to Apocalypse. She actually used her powers more in this one, I feel like, too. In a different variety of forms. See, that's another thing. Despite this one being, you know, not really that great, yo, the action and the powers, it's pretty dope, man. There's some dope scenes where they're using their powers, and I'm like, oh, where the fuck was this in some of these other movies? Like, yo, bro, like, again, action, superheroes, and powers. This is why I go to the movies. Fans like me go to the movies to see all this on a bigger scale. So when you give us more of that, and if you could just, you know, have the same, I would say, character development that you had with like X-Men First Class and X-Men Days of Future Past, bruh, top X-Men movies right there. They're my top five easily for X-Men movies. And when I say X-Men movies, I mean strictly all team X-Men movies. I'm not talking like, you know, X-Men, Wolverine, and all that shit, and those solo movies. Or speaking all X-Men. Actually, scratch that. Yeah, I'm going to say top three now. Well, I'm going to say, go ahead and say top three. Yep, top three for me. Of team movies. Because obviously with this series, we got four. Like we did with the, Did we get four on the original series? Oh, no, we didn't get four for the original series. We only got three. We got X-Men, X2, X-Men United, and then X-Men, The Last Stand. Another movie that was straight garbage. Fucking garbo. But back to Dark Phoenix. Ooh, and Sophie Turner, man. Oh, God, I can't say it enough. She's cutie, man. And the funny thing is, I don't even watch Game of Thrones. I was supposed to start it, still haven't started. Yeah, I know people were like, oh my God, you don't watch Game of Thrones. Like, oh my God, I know. Like, I've heard too many, like, oh, it's slow and shit, so that's why I never started. But, yo, her performance, Dark Phoenix. Ooh, I was rocking with it. Even, like, her powers, some of her scenes, oh my God. I was like, yo, man, like, they really show how strong she really is, especially on like a cosmic level, because that's another thing when we're talking about powers and some of these mutants. You gotta know which mutants are powerful. Like Magneto, one of the most powerful mutants there is. That nigga is dummy powerful. And the scene with her and him with the helicopter when they were going back and forth, oh shit, I was like, oh yeah, like, yo, she's OD strong. Like, even Magneto was struggling a little bit, like, towards the end when he told these fools to get the fuck out of there, because that was intense. Like, it took him, normally, like, that's the thing, normally he only used two hands, paws, if he really needs to move some shit. Like, he's like, I use both hands for this shit. He was only using one, and he kept looking over like, what the fuck? Like, what this bitch on? Like, oh my God. Like, yo, she wasn't this strong before. Like, what has happened? I think it kind of threw him off guard a little bit because, I mean, he cast her out and stuff like that. But Dark Phoenix, keyword dark, this movie's dark. Ooh. They throwing cuss words and shit. I said, oh, yo, my man Cyclops was like, you don't fucking touch her. I was like, I'll fucking kill you. I was like,
yo, he just dropped that?
I was like, yo, they talking about killing and shit. I'm like, yo, when's the last time we had X movie when they dropping the F-bombs talking killing? I'm like, I said, oh, yeah. I said, oh, yeah. This, the tone of the movie was just, it felt dark, man. Because, I mean, obviously we knew people were going to die in this one. I was expecting a little bit more death than there were. I mean, there was really only what? One major death. And that was Mystique. I mean, I'm not going to count the bad guys because, again, I don't know who the fuck these bad guys were. I mean, there were some shape-shifting monsters that were dry as hell. And Jessica Chastain, she's another actress that's pretty good. And, like, even her character, I was just like, yo, who the... For this to be the last X-Men movie, y'all couldn't find a better adversary for these fools to fight? Like, really? This is how we going out. This is the last X-Men movie. That's why I said what I said earlier. You could tell Fox just didn't give a fuck, man. Like, all right, we know it's the last one. They probably did some reshoots. I heard there was a rumor going around that apparently they had to change their last battle scene because apparently it was basically like a copy of Endgame. I'm like, damn, like, how y'all gonna copy Endgame, man? Like, especially off of that scene just alone, because, like, well, one, that universe compared to, you know, the universe y'all had made for these movies was way bigger and had way more characters. Now, if y'all planned on bringing more characters for this movie, then by all means, yeah, y'all should have brought some more characters. But I mean, even the battle scene, I would say, with Dark Phoenix and the alien race or whatever, even that scene was, it was dope, but I feel like it was a little bit too much of slow-mo in there. I mean, you know, I ain't gonna lie, you know, slow-mo is all gravy good. I fuck with it, but it felt like they did a little bit too much, especially just for the last scene. But yeah, I was just, the darkness, ooh. The grittiness. I was geeked. I can't even lie to y'all. I was geeked because, again, for me, being a nerd, when you watch, like, the animated series, you know, growing up as a kid and watching the anime movies, like, some of these are, they're pretty gruesome. Like, they cuss, they kill, like, they can get pretty violent. And, you know, with comparison to X-Men Apocalypse, which was, you know, Jesus Christ, just straight trash. That one, that tone, and this tone, whew. I'm trying to think of an example where I could kind of compare, especially from this series, because even X-Men Days of Future Past, yeah, it was, that one was really good. But even still, like, some of the dialogue, I can't remember them dropping, like, F-bombs or, yeah, they might have talked about maybe killing somebody, maybe. This one, if I'm not mistaken, I could have swore I heard at least, like, 4 to 6 F-bombs. I mean, obviously, I was shaded watching the movie, but at the same time, when my boy Cyclops was sticking up for his chick, he said, you don't fucking touch her, I'll kill you. I want to say he said, I'll fucking kill you. I was like, yo. Even this person next to me was like, oh my God. Like, yeah, like, I was like, okay. This one's way different. I went way dark mode for this shit. I said, oh yeah. Because even seeing Mystique dying with the blood, I was like, damn, they showing the blood and shit like that. Because obviously they didn't show, like, her entire death. They show her, you know, obviously getting blasted off because, you know, Dark Phoenix, she got temper. So when she loses that temper and everything just kind of goes boom, boom, she had went into the wood. And you can see her suffering. And you can see all the blood. I'm like, damn. All right, cool. Even Quicksilver, when he got busted up, I felt like that scene showed how powerful Dark Phoenix is. Again, when you're a cosmic level player, which she is, they're doing shit that you ain't supposed to be able to do. And when she was able to move that nigga the way she did and injure that nigga, oh man, I know he was rattled, and that was dope. Because again, for most of his scenes, you know, they obviously gotta do this slow motion because he's super fast. But his role, I felt like, should have been bigger. Like, yo, y'all did the same thing y'all did, what was it, in Apocalypse. He had that dope scene for the house. I want to say it was at like basically like the end of the movie. He had that scene in the White House scene where they go get Magneto. And that was kind of like, you know, that was it for him. That was it. I would say that goes same in this movie. Look at this movie. His best scenes in space. Opening act. When they went to go confront, you know, Jean. After that, he was done. So we got two, again, major scenes out of him. And that was it. I'm like, how you gonna be on the team, but he injured and sent us out? Like, bro, come on, bro. Like, yeah, I understand he came, you know, in the third movie. No, he was in the second movie. My fault. Second movie. I'm tripping. Yeah, so that comparison was for Days of Future Past. My bad. Apocalypse. That's my fault. I felt like he could have been a little bit more of a help, especially towards the end when they're finding these dudes on the train. Because, you know, again, I might have to do some research on what type of enemies these dudes were actually fighting, but their powers, I'm like, okay, so they could basically transform into anybody. They eat bullets unless you like literally shoot like a rocket or shoot a lot of bullets at these dudes, because they were strong as shit. And they were obviously there for, you know, the Dark Phoenix Force. I was like, all right, whatever, cool. But even them, I'm like, their purpose felt like it wasn't needed. Like, it felt like if you go back and redo that movie and you take them out and have maybe just a full-on battle with the Dark Phoenix versus the X-Men, I feel like that's a better movie. Because this whole plot of, all right, you got Jessica Chastain's character and this whole alien race who just, us again, popped up out of nowhere. Like, no background, no type of build-up. They just pop up. Hey, we here. You want to come get this force? Because we were there when we saw it, and it's very powerful, and, you know, it destroyed our world. Well, it's like, well, fuck, it destroyed your world, but one, where are y'all coming from, and who are y'all? So, to me, I did not like that whole aspect of the movie. They could have kept that out. Another thing that was kind of irking me was the whole love triangle between was it Hank, Mystique, and okay. You know what scene was really dope besides the scene on the train? Woo-hoo! My boy Magneto decided to bring a train from underground, walk in, confront Dark Phoenix like, yo, I'm here to kill you, bitch. Like, I was like, yo, and she's over here, obviously, you know, doing her force things and her powers and all that shit, looking like, yeah, all right, bet, nigga. I'm with that. And then all of a sudden, you know, obviously, this fool wasn't, I don't think he was ready. But, man, that battle between him, Charles, Cyclops, Storm, Beast, before he walked in with the train. Hey, man, I like that scene. That was kind of dope. But I didn't really get the whole dude with the dummy long hair, using his hair for like a power. I was like, what the hell? This nigga whiplashing and shit. That shit was kind of, that was kind of weird. But that scene in the park, I think that was probably one of my, I would say probably like top three favorite scenes. I thought I had top five favorite scenes, because space mission, that scene was pretty dope. Obviously, the scene with Magneto and Jean, when Jean had just, you know, killed Mystique, and he was at her neck pressing her, and the fact that she wouldn't tell him whose blood it was, that was, yo, that really fucking pissed him off, man. Like, ooh, I like, so that scene, that whole conversation, that whole little talk they had, that scene was pretty crazy. And then the scene in the park, and then, yeah, and then the scene, obviously that whole end, basically the end, I'll say the ending act, that scene on the train, and obviously when Jean, her little part that she had at the end, that was pretty dope. But yo, that little fight scene, I'm telling y'all, Cyclops was getting off. That's again, Professor X got into the fight, he was using his powers, I was like, okay. Storm's using her powers, I was like, okay, you know, Beast is whipping ass, I'm like, alright. It's like, man, I wish we would get more of that. Like, to me, X-Men First Class, that, to me, but it's a battle between X-Men First Class and Days of Future Past for the best X-Men movie out of this series, and then obviously it's in the top. But again, action scenes in that movie was pretty dope. Wish we had more. Wish they would have showed off powers a little bit more. X-Men Days of Future Past, they show off the powers, but it's just like, man, it's like they can't, they always get so close. And I'm not even going to talk about X-Men Apocalypse. I mean, X-Men Apocalypse is one of the most trash X-Men movies to ever be made. And then we have Dark Phoenix, where, man, when Magneto crushes a train with one hand, oh man, I was going nuts. Like, shows how powerful these mutant powers are. That scene was dope. Shoot, basically anything Dark Phoenix was doing, I felt like was just dope, because it's like, yo, like, her power level is so deep. But costume wise, that's another thing, man. What the fuck, bruh? Why is it that for the team mission, we'll have them in their costumes, like when they're fighting and shit, and then when they on their little leisure, just chilling casual? Okay, I fuck with the casualness when they're talking, but if they're fighting, why we got my nigga fighting in jeans and like this sweater? And it's like, bruh, like, bruh, why can't they just wear their costume that they wear from either the comics or from the team? Like, I don't get why we gotta have these dudes fighting in jeans and shoes and a jacket. Like, to me, that shit just looks, it looks weird. Cause if you look at other team movies, especially, obviously, yeah, I gotta use Avengers as an example, they're in their uniforms when they're fighting. Yeah, they might fight casually when they need to, but most cases when they're fighting, they're in their uniforms. So X-Men, which some have dope uniforms. Like, the fact that we never saw the original uniform from the comics for Wolverine in any X-Men movie, trash. But, like, have Magneto in his burgundy outfit when he's fighting. Like, the one y'all had in Days of Future Past, when he decided he's going to put on the helmet and fight, like, why can't he just wear the whole outfit? Like, why not wear the whole costume? Like, even in the series, Charles Xavier would have either, like, you know, his... I think they had it right when they confronted Jean when he was wearing that little black turtleneck with his jeans and shit. That was pretty funny. So, like, he'll know me wear that. Like, okay, I can see him wearing that. So, have him wear that. But be consistent with it. Like, don't have him wear it then and then got him in, you know, shorts or whatever in the next scene. But obviously, he's not wearing shorts or anything. I'm just, you know, being outlandish on that. But don't have him in a different outfit than he was previously just in. Like, yo, costume wise, like, Jean Grey, Dark Phoenix, like, she has a costume. Like, especially when she turns into Dark Phoenix, like, she has a costume. Don't have her in some fucking Levi jeans with some boots and a long ass jacket from fucking H&M, like, or fucking Forever 21, wherever, you know, women shop for those type of jackets. Like, put her in a costume. To me, if you put her in the costume, it makes some of these fights that we're seeing even more epic. Because imagine some of these scenes that I've already discussed, imagine seeing them in their costumes. Especially like Beast. Like, Beast, he was always the nigga that was kind of running around just naked. Like, he would just be, you know, that's Beast. He's naked. But yeah, y'all want to clothe him and shit, and it's just weird to me. Like, let him be naked. Like, what is wrong with that? Mystique is naked. Like, so y'all can have Mystique that's naked, but y'all can have Beast that's naked. That just seems really weird to me. You know, Cyclops should always be in his uniform when he's fighting. Don't have him looking like he's going to Hot Topic. Like, come on, bro. And then same thing with Storm. Storm always has a costume when she's fighting. Why is she fighting like she's hitting the club later? Like, bruh. So that's another thing, which that's just a personal preference, that would make these scenes even that much better. Because I seen that in IMAX, and oh my god, seeing that, especially with the train, when he crushed the train with one hand, ah man, can't put any more emphasis on it. Hopefully going forward in the new series, maybe that's something Marvel will do. Because if I'm not mistaken, if you look at all the Marvel team-ups, they're in uniforms. And not just uniforms, but the uniforms from the comics. So, that's something to really look out for when we see our first Marvel-made X-Men team-up. Because apparently, we'll never get that Gambit movie. Yeah, I think that's done. We'll never get that. Now I'm really thinking about that. If they do that, oh, which they probably will, because if you look at Guardians of the Galaxy and all the Avenger movies, they're all in their uniforms that they wear in the comics. So yeah, so as far as X-Men and Dark Phoenix, would I recommend you go see it? If you've already seen all the other ones and you follow the series and everything like that, yeah, go ahead and check it out. If you're not one of those ones that's really like a dedicated fan, I would not suggest you pay to go see it. You can just wait till it comes out and rent it, or like it's gonna be watching it legally. I don't really give a fuck. I'm just saying, if you're not in that category, do not go see it. But other than that, man, you know, Fox did give us some good X-Men movies, so you know, I can't knock them for, you know, the trashness. They did give us some solid X-Men movies, you know. But Dark Phoenix, if it wasn't for some of these actors, Dark Phoenix could have been really, really bad. But I'm trying to think, for my next movie review, I think it might be Shaft, man. I'm gonna check out Shaft this week. probably on Thursday. Yeah, because it's Thursday. Because what's today? Today's the 11th. Yeah, so Shaft comes out, I believe, Thursday, because it comes on the 14th. So, yeah, I'll be checking that out and be giving you guys a review about Shaft. So I'm excited about Shaft, man.
Samuel Jackson.
Not really excited for just a Jesse T. Usher. I don't think he'll do that well in the movie, but we'll see. I know Gina Hall's in it, and then the original Shaft character, he's in it too. I forget his real name, but he's in it. I think it's gonna be really good and funny. But that'll be my next review as far as movies goes. And then I'm gonna do a TV review on When They See Us. That'll be coming pretty soon, so be on the lookout for that. And then, I think that's gonna wrap it up for today, man. Again, appreciate y'all tuning in, listening. Hope y'all subscribing. Hope y'all enjoying it. So I'll wrap it up for Duke's Reviews. Until next time, take care, y'all.
Oh, shit.